Well, good morning, everybody. Time now for your second of three Score U.S. Bank podcasts. Steve Mosier and Ken Myers from Score joining us on the show. And how about that? Your show today brought to you by Score. How'd you like to get a better grasp of how to save money and improve your credit score? Or maybe you want to start a new business or maybe buy a new home? Check out the Personal Growth Learning Series webinars hosted by Score and U.S. Bank. Simple Steps to Starting a Business, October 22nd from 4 to 5. Telling Your Story to Increase Sales, October 29th at 4. You know, these one-hour sessions are absolutely free. You can register for one webinar or both of them by calling 701-746-5851. Personal Growth Learning Series presented by Score and U.S. Bank. And all of the SBA's programs and services are provided to the people on a non-discriminatory basis. Reasonable arrangements for persons with disabilities will be made if requested at least 2 weeks in advance. All right, here as we roll on with our podcast with Score and U.S. Bank. First off, I'd like to welcome Steve Mosier and Ken Myers back in the studio. Ken, your first time here. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm also a professor at the University of Minnesota in Crookston. I teach in the business department. I've been here for 40 years.
Wow, 40 years. And you were saying off camera, what do you specialize in kind of more something than others or?
Hospitality, hotels,
okay.
Restaurants.
Okay. We're going to have a lot to talk about then here. And let's see, Steve, welcome back.
No problem.
Been a long week, huh?
Yeah.
You guys have got the Personal Growth Learning Series going on. Your first webinar was last week, Conquering Credit. Could have went a little better. You thought maybe more people should have showed up, or you had the people sign up, but then a couple, I suppose, something happens. Who knows? But you have got another one coming up on this Thursday. Why don't you tell us about that?
Okay. It's basically just the simple steps to starting a business. We go through all the basic pieces that are necessary to help yourself get started. And it's really meant to be something of a teaser where if a person really is interested and really is following along and says, I want to do this for sure, they can also come and talk to us afterwards and we'll set up appointments with them individually.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do 1 hour sessions every week on Thursday, and we'll take these people on and show them more, ask more of their questions.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you start a business, I like the simple steps to starting a business. There are a lot of things that people don't realize when it comes to starting a business. And in any way you could make it more simple, the better, because when we started this venture here, GFBS, we had no clue. Wish I would have talked to you beforehand, but we're kind of learning the hard way, not the taking the simple way, which hopefully would be a lot easier.
Yeah, well, we hope that this is helpful. We basically believe by offering this particular seminar, it's really a way to build our clientele and to basically help people get on the right track to begin with.
You know, mm-hmm.
they know what things they should do and hopefully know some things they shouldn't do as well. And so, we hope that helps them a lot.
You know, I want to direct this question to Ken because he had mentioned hospitality, motels, restaurants, things like that. There's a new restaurant coming in here in the Grand Cities Mall. If you were to say like me, and I love to cook, I love to grill, I think I'm really good, I think I'm good enough to start my own restaurant, what are some of the things that people really need to think about? Because there's more to it than being a good cook.
Definitely right. I guess one of the major items that I would say is the cost.
Mm-hmm.
Frequently, establishments have a great product, but they don't sit down to actually figure out what does it cost them to produce that product. What are the costs for each of the ingredients? And so there has to be a relationship to the actual cost of the product and the selling price. And if they don't get that one right, they're going downhill immediately.
Mm-hmm. And I would imagine you're only as good as your team, too, which a lot of people don't realize. You might be a great manager, but without a team, I mean, great example. Look at the Minnesota Vikings. You're only as good as what's out there. But I think that maybe is that another thing people don't really think about is finding the right help and the good help.
True. And in hospitality, teamwork is where it's all at.
Yeah.
Because it's not one individual that does the job. It is the team.
Mm-hmm. Steve, now let's stick on this restaurant theme here for just a second. Okay, so now you need the funding. You go to the bank and say, hey, I want to open a restaurant. Will you give me some money? There's a little bit more involved to it than just that.
I think part of the trouble that people have is there's a lot of allure and there's a lot of interest in people starting restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And yet restaurants are hard to get funding for because there's a lot of them out there.
Yeah.
And so the question is, you know, why should the bank give you money when there's maybe some other bank, other restaurants that look a lot like yours, and maybe they're struggling, maybe they're not, but it's sometimes hard to convince the banks to lend to certain types of businesses, and restaurants would really be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it is just the margins. There isn't a lot of margin in the restaurant business. If you're going to charge, you know, it's like Ken was saying, you got to charge a price that allows you to make money,
mm-hmm.
but there's only so much room for that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have an expensive building, you know, it might be the killer. You know,
yep.
You might not be able to make it because you're in this building you can't afford.
Now, one of the first things you need to do if you're going to go to the bank and ask for money to start a new business is have a business plan. How important is that?
Well, I can give you one example of individual. I got a phone call from a bank president, said Ken. He was a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
He said, individuals come in, has this plan to open a restaurant, and he'd like to have some money. I want you to take a look at it. And if you say it's a solid plan, then we're going to loan him the money.
Okay.
Well, I met with a gentleman. He came to my desk, and he laid out that floor plan of his restaurant, and it showed all the equipment on there. And I says, this is great. It looks interesting. I says, could I see your concept, and could I see your menu? He said, well, I don't have those. I says, well, then how did you decide on which equipment you needed and the layout of the place if you didn't have a menu?
Mm-hmm.
Because that deals with the flow, you know, and everything evolves from that menu concept. He didn't get the money.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's too bad. And, okay, there's a business plan or a partial business plan.
Yeah.
There's so much to look at, and I'm guessing that this second of three Personal Growth Learning Series webinars, Simple Steps to Starting a Business, which is this Thursday, I would imagine those are some of the things you're going to go through.
Yeah, that's definitely in there, and we don't have a lot of time to spend on any particular topic because mm-hmm. we basically promise people an hour, and we've been really good at sticking to that. And but I hope that it either you know piques your interest and you decide, I think I really do want to do this, and I think I've got some of the pieces taken care of, I'd like to come in and talk to you about some more that I don't have figured out yet. And you know, I think that's really the beauty of this.
So really, kind of a bad term I'm using here. These webinars are almost kind of like a little teaser, aren't they? To find out what you need to do, but you're not going to learn it all in an hour, obviously, to start your own business. But that's when I say the teaser part is find out what you need to know here, just the simple steps, and then contact you.
Right. And you can also go to other, we have a lot of service providers that are all out at the Center for Innovation with us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Small Business Development Center, the VBOC, which is a Veterans Business Opportunity Center. And there's the SBA. There's lots of people you can talk to go to that next step. Now, of course, we're trying to sell ourselves because we're doing this with U.S. Bank,
mm-hmm.
but it's our thing. And so we're really trying to see if we can get some more of our clients out of this. So.
Sure.
And Steve, you know, I'm sorry, but it's okay to say we are the best.
Oh, yes.
Okay, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, there's all kinds of legal issues, too, when you start a new business. What are some, you know, or a few of the legal issues that people need to think about that they probably haven't?
Well, you have to sit down to decide, are you going to be a sole proprietorship? Are you going to be a corporation? Limited liability? I mean, you know, what are those options, and they don't always know which options are available, and it's talking about those fundamentals. Also, if you're opening a business, you're going to have to have certain licenses. It's knowing which ones to have,
mm-hmm.
where to get them.
Sure. You also talk about in this next seminar, tips for running a home-based business. How many differences are there from running a business in a studio like we have, or like U.S. Bank, or having a business out of your home?
The home-based business is, in some ways, I think people think of it as an easier thing to do because, mm-hmm. of course, you don't have as many new expenses. You have
sure.
the expenses you already have, and you can apply them to the business. And but it's a complicated thing. And I think sometimes people think it's easy, you know,
mm-hmm.
because how hard could it be? I already make these items in my house. What would be the harm of selling it out of my house? Well, you know, what kind of access do you have to shipping? You know, there's things that you probably haven't done yet that you'll still need to do, even if you're in a home-based business. Mm-hmm. But what's neat is there'll be a home-based business session coming up in, that's the one I think that's coming up in November.
Okay.
So we have one that's just basically all tuned into that.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm sure you have to worry about like disability access and things like that, or, you know, I don't know, because I do know some people that did have a business downtown, and now they are working out of their house. COVID basically kicked that all into gear. But I haven't talked to them yet to find out how the business is going at home. But, you know, there's a lot of things you'd have to really think about. And that one just kind of came to my mind.
It all depends on how you want to approach it. Let's say that you're just going to ship all of your items out of your home,
mm-hmm.
and no one ever comes to your home. Well, that's a different story than having to have access so that you don't get in trouble for not having handicapped access. You know, if you basically you can't just say, well, it's okay because I'm home-based business. I don't even have to do this stuff. It's not true. You basically have to do enough to let people get access to your place if you're expecting them to come there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a matter of that. If you're deciding, I don't really care to have people come to my house, I'm just going to ship from there. Well, that's a totally different story.
Totally different story. Yeah. Cause you get, then again, you, if they're coming to your house, well, now they know where you live, you know, and do you want them pounding on your door at midnight because they're not happy with a product that maybe you got when your store that you used to have would be closed?
Right.
A lot of things to think about. Simple steps to starting a business coming up this Thursday from 4 to 5. The webinar will explore how to start a home-based or other type business, your topics, idea evaluation, financing options, legal issues, creation of a business plan, and tips for running a home-based business. Again, in a nutshell, but again, enough to maybe might give that chance for people to think, wow, maybe I bit off a little more than I could chew, you know, thinking about this venture, or I'm going for it now.
Right. And we hope it does a little bit of both of those. I actually would say, I don't think I expect everyone that comes into our shop to necessarily end up deciding they're going to start their business.
Mm-hmm.
Our job is to help them get enough answers to questions that they have to figure out on their own, is this going to work for me or not? And I don't feel bad if a person decides this just isn't something I can undertake at this time, or mm-hmm. maybe ever. And that shouldn't be a sad moment for them if they decide they've looked through what's we've been working on together and it's just not going to make it. You know, it's a reality check.
Mm-hmm.
And so as much as we'd like everybody to start businesses, we know some can't. And I think it's a good experience either way.
You know, for all those people out there that are watching that have sat around with their buddies and people have said, you know, you should really start your own business doing this stuff. These are the ones that really, really should get in on this webinar this Thursday.
Yes.
And if somebody wants to get in on this, they want to sit through it. It's only an hour. How do they do that?
There's a couple different ways to do it. One way, and my favorite method would be to go to our website, which is grandforks.score.org. So it's www.grandforks, all one word, .score.org. And if you go there and you pick local workshops and you pick the one that's simple steps to starting your own business, it's very simple to sign up. It's free. There's a short application. Basically, you fill out, answer a few questions, and then you end up being registered. And then you get a link to the webinar, the Zoom webinar, and the day of, you get on.
Mm-hmm.
And we send you reminders a week out and also an hour before. And so there'll be something that pops up on your computer that says, hey, you sign up for this, and then you could get on in an hour and it'd be good work. So that's my favorite method. The other way is to call, and it's 701-746-5851, which is the SCORE phone number. And you could also go to our Facebook page. We have ways to sign up for it there as well, and you just go under events.
Okay.
So I wanted to just do one quick thing here, a little plug for U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank provided the funding for this series, and they're very generous, and we appreciate that. And that's actually how we paid for what we're doing today.
Sure. You got to give them a shout-out, too. Well, you know, you think about it, if say you get 5 people out of this seminar that do end up starting their own business. Well, they're going to have to get the financing somewhere. So hopefully they'll go to U.S. Bank. I want to ask you, Million Cups is coming up. Tell us about this. I've heard of it. To be honest with you, since becoming a new business owner, I don't know that much about it. Tell us about Million Cups.
Okay. It happens on the fourth Wednesday of every month here in Grand Forks. Other places have it every week. We can do like once a month and that works. And it's this Wednesday, the 28th, which is a week and a couple days away. Mm-hmm. And it's 9 o'clock in the morning and it runs for an hour. And we have two presenters every time, and they're expected to take 6 minutes to present. And then they're expected to answer questions. There's some stuff that happens on the front end where people have events that they're talking about. I plug different events there usually. Mm-hmm. And then we have afterwards there's a time to just talk and mingle. And it's at the Empire Arts Center. And they've got plenty of space in there. They have seating for 400, but we've got it marked off so you can only sit in a limited number of seats, and you have mm-hmm. to be at least so many seats from somebody else.
Sure.
And the event happens on the stage, and so the presenters are up there and you can see them real easily. And they have free coffee. Bully Brew provides us coffee every fourth Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a really fun event, and it's a great way to meet people and talk to people about your business. And in fact, if you want to get some more feedback, you can even sign up to be a presenter.
Okay.
And so there's a way to do that on the Million Cups website. You just say, I'm going to fill out my invitation to present.
Okay.
This month, on the 28th, there's two people coming. And the first one is Misty Kaufman, and she's from Balloons by Misty.
Oh, sure. Yep.
She's in the mall.
Mm-hmm.
I actually just got some balloons for my anniversary from her.
Oh.
They were pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And it was just, you know, it's pretty cool because, I mean, as opposed to just getting some flowers, you get this huge immaculate, you know, bloom thing that she designed into flowers and put a personalized message on it and everything. Yeah, it was really cool.
All right.
So we're looking forward to her. And then also we're going to have Brian Lee, and he's with Northern Air, trampoline and axe throwing.
Oh, yeah. You better talk about that.
Oh, yeah. I know Brian. I'm in Axe League with him. Oh. Yeah, it's a great time. He's a super fun guy.
Yeah, we took a little drive in his truck this morning to go get an ink cartridge, and we had to move the axe out of the passenger seat because I think he even had a seatbelt on it, too. I'm not sure. Okay. Anything
else? By the way, Brian, he's the one that keeps kicking my butt, too.
Oh, well, he's probably been doing it a little longer.
He brings his A game whenever he plays me.
So. Yeah. Anything else we need to know about this webinar, Simple Steps to Starting a Business, coming up this Thursday? Anything else you guys want to say before we cut you loose here? You've got a couple of no's.
I can say something. I was just mm-hmm. going to see if Ken wanted to.
I'm just looking forward to being able to be part of it.
I mean, it's got to be pretty fun helping somebody in a venture like this, starting their own business. And, I mean, I'm sure, you know, not everybody can do it. They don't all make it, but I'm sure you've had your good stories where a lot of them do. And that's got to be a pretty cool job knowing you helped somebody get a business going.
What I think is the best is when I first started out in SCORE, we'd mostly get to talk to people starting their businesses from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine, but it takes a while.
Yep.
You know, it's not like it's fast, and really you can't rush it. You basically have to go through the steps. You have to do the things you have to do, and we can't do them all for you. We'll help you, mm-hmm. but we need you to do the work. And so I thought, well, gee, isn't there anybody out there that wants advice who is already in business? And, oh, we started to get a bunch more of those, and it's so fun having these people come who have been maybe advised in the past or people who never got advice in the past, but want to come and see if they can learn something. And that's been, in many ways, the best because, mm-hmm. I mean, they're already successful as far as I'm concerned. They're out there doing it. And coming back to ask us for some more advice is just kind of a neat thing.
All right. Well, again, that's a great answer to a question I was going to ask you. If somebody owns a business now, maybe they've been a business owner for a couple of years, maybe they think it could be a little bit better, still would be a good idea to probably sign up for these webinars.
Oh, definitely. We have individuals that contact us who've been in business for several years, and they have some new ideas, and they just want to bounce those ideas off other individuals and get some input on how they might approach the new direction.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. See, now these are things I didn't really know about you before. So, again, Simple Steps to Starting a Business. It's coming up this Thursday at 4 o'clock. Webinar will explore how to start a home-based or other type business. Topics will include idea evaluation, financing options, legal issues, creation of business plans, tips for running a home-based business. And you heard both Steve and Ken here say, you know what, even if you've owned a business for a couple of years, there's nothing wrong with signing up for these webinars because you never know. You could be bouncing ideas around. There might be something out there you would think, wow, why wasn't I doing that before? That's a great idea. Go to www.grandforks.score.org. Check out the local workshops. You could get signed up or call 701-746-5851. Or you could check out Score's Facebook page and go to events. Is that correct?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, and we're going to have you back again next week.
That's right.
All right.
That Million Cups, again, that was on Wednesday the 28th.
Wednesday the 28th, that's okay. Right. Wednesday at the 28th. Empire downtown.
All right, yeah, I think try and get on that website that you talked about. Maybe we can become a presenter for that one of these days and tell everybody kind of what we do.
You ought to check it out because it's a short form. They make you do three things. You have to have a headshot, you have to have a bio, and you have to have a application to present.
Okay.
But
okay.
The whole thing together isn't that hard to do. So,
and what website do we go to for that one again?
That's Million Cups.
That's Million Cups. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So I'm kind of wearing my Million Cups hat today as well as my other hats. And Million Cups is something I'm an organizer for. And so I actually got Brian over the finish line in terms of getting him signed up. So in fact, I haven't been there very long. This is my first time I got anybody signed up. So
what if I'm really nervous about talking in front of people?
I was more nervous about the headshot.
Yeah. It's going to be a big picture. Steve Mosier and Ken Myers from Score, thank you guys for coming in again today. And we're going to see you next week. Don't forget, simple steps to starting a business this Thursday. www.grandforks.score.org. Go to local workshops or call 701-746-5851 or check out Score's Facebook page. Just click events and find out more. It starts at 4 o'clock. You're one of those people that's been milling the idea around about starting a new business. You are going to want to check this out. And this little podcast brought to you by Score today and U.S. Banks. Stay tuned. Grand Forks Police Officer Jay Farmer will be in the studio here in just a short while to talk about the Impact Academy and the Rydell Car Wash Give Back event that's going on today. Make sure you like us, share us, and tag us too, okay? We're Grand Forks' best source, giving Grand Forks an identity again.